We're back here on KSOM. It's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's matchup between AHSTW and ACGC. And joining us now is the head coach for the Chargers, Cody Matheson. And, Coach, a good win to celebrate homecoming last week over Central Decatur. How do you feel about your football team coming into tonight's game against the Vikings?
Well, I feel like, you know, we're in control of our own destiny right now, which is a positive. You know, we get to continue to just focus on, you know, each game one at a time, not looking ahead, not looking behind, you know, constantly focus on what we can do better, what we need to do to execute at a high level, and what we need to do to put our kids in the best position to be successful. So, you know, always prepare for the last two games of the year, which is really crazy to say out loud as we're in week seven right now. I feel like we're just kicking off camp, but really big thing, you know, for all of us, we've been talking about as a staff, is enjoying the time that we have with the kids and this fun group of kids who have completely, you know, continued to just work their tail off week in and week out, do everything that we have asked of them. So, you know, we're just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other and coming up with solid game plans, and our coaches are going to coach the heck out of our kids. And, you know, really at the end of the day, you just keep plugging, and you hope that you know, you stay healthy and you take care of business, and you finish the school year and the football season off on a 8-0 start. So and you get ready for postseason. So, you know, but you can't go 8-0 if you don't go 7-0. So we'll worry about that. I'm worried about that later on down the road, because Avoca has our attention. They sure do.
Yeah, you made, of course, a change a couple of weeks ago when you moved Braxton Schneider to the fullback spot. Ryder Klein now goes both ways. You've seen, and he goes to the halfback spot. You've now seen this this change here a couple of weeks. How do you evaluate that after, you know, you've seen those two games?
Well, I think we're firing off the ball a little bit quicker. You know, we're getting those hard yards. Obviously, you know, we were able to play Madrid and we had some success there and did a lot of good things in those realms. You know, obviously, you know, moving Braxton to that fullback spot in his first game at fullback, which isn't too hard of a position to really memorize, because, you know, you got to remember Braxton's a senior. You know, he's understanding that he's been that that strong halfback role. So he knows where the fullback's going. He understands the offense. You know, he's been, you know, running those plays at the varsity level for us. So he played some quarterback his freshman and sophomore year in JV. And then, you know, he was getting some quarterback reps this summer. And we felt the need to have him still in the backfield. So when you are that quarterback, you know where the fakes are going, you know where the fullback's going. So that transition was pretty smooth for him and for everybody else. So, you know, I really think that, the decision has been a good decision so far. We felt, and we talked about how Ryder Klein has really grown into a really good football player for us this year. He's still kind of inexperienced on the offensive side, but as we've seen him on defense, he's just going to continue to get better and better with the reps that he gets. You know, I think really when you break it down, he was kind of that explosive factor that we needed to get people to respect the inside while also trying to defend the outside with Joe and Ryder and Thomas Graham and on our exterior game, which is very strong as well. So, you know, you get both of them to kind of complement each other. Nobody can really focus on one area. It's kind of a pick your poison with both of them.
Defensively, when you look at the stats, you know, you got 44 tackles for a loss, which is pretty impressive. But not only that, 12 fumble recoveries on the defensive side. That's an average of about two a game. I know my math is not good, but I think I could figure that one out. I mean, what does that mean just about, and again, you look at your tackle chart and it's pretty balanced. I mean, there's no one person who's getting more tackles than another. So how do you like about just what the defense has been able to do in creating plays?
Well, you know, when we get home games, we usually grease the other team's balls up. So that really helps our opportunity.
Well, see, you see, you can't say things like that on the air, Coach. You know, you can't.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think really we really put an emphasis on it in the preseason. And we really talked about, you know, creating turnovers and what winning the turnover battle does for teams. I mean, that's at any level. You know, you talk about if you lose the turnover battle, then this is the chances of winning or losing increases or decreases to this amount, right? That's always, kind of statistics that's always talked about, especially in the defensive world. But, you know, we really have guys who really hunt to the ball. When they get there, they punch it out. They do a really good job of rallying and doing gang tackling. So it's been an emphasis, and it's really good to see that emphasis kind of, I guess, be executed and create turnovers. Because, you know, the teams that we played the last 2 weeks, I think between Madrid and Central Decatur, last two games, I think we've created 10 turnovers in two games, between balls on the ground or interceptions. And we've had 3 defensive touchdowns in the last two games as well. Which is obviously something that we're really prideful in. And, you know, anytime you can keep the ball out of your offense's hands, I know Kurt, you know, calling offense, he's like, you know, are we ever going to get any yards? And, you know, you look at it like our team, you know, you're not going to see, you know, our kids being posted in those, you know, best stats and all this other stuff of, you know, the best rusher and this and that. But, you know, there's one stat that really sticks out to me more than anything is that record is 6-0. And so that's obviously our number one goal, and what we're trying to maintain is just taking care of our wins regardless of how they come. I mean, you know, we score 35 points, it's 35-0, and there's still 6 minutes on the clock in the first quarter. We had 160 yards of total offense. You know, we're not going to sit here and say, you know, we got to keep our starters in to get all state numbers. You know, we got to do this for voting. Like, all of that's cool. Like, who cares? Like, you won. You're up 30-0. You did what you're supposed to. Let's get the young guys in, develop them, and let's move on. So I have a little bit different, philosophy with all that than maybe some other coaches do. But at the end of the day, if our kids are taking care of business, and, you know, that stuff is just extra stuff that goes on behind the scenes that is all cool and fine and dandy. But, you know, I'll take 6-0 rather than 400 yards of offense every day of the week. Well, I'll take them both. Yeah, I'll take them both.
But, take them both. Well, yeah. To go 7-0, you'll have to get by the Vikings. So what stands out the most when you look at AHSDW?
Well, you know, they're very big and they're very athletic. The one thing that, you know, I'm very familiar with AHST, now AHSDW. I usually just call them Avoca just because that was always just easier to say. But you know, you're talking about a team that dating back to when I was in school, you know, they beat us in the regular season when Coach Foss was the head coach still there. Obviously, we were the number one team to stay at the time. They beat us 21-7. Then we went on to play them in the quarterfinals on the road. And this is when they still played, if you're familiar with it, they still played inside the racetrack in front of the fairgrounds. So do you know about this? Did you know this?
No, I did not.
Okay, so back in, you know, 2000, their early 2000s, their field was in the middle of a dirt racetrack. So the bleachers were a grandstand, like, you know, covered grandstand for the fairgrounds, and that's where you played. Wow. Until they built their new field. So anyway, we went there twice that year, and, you know, we ended up beating the quarters. And then, you know, fast forward to the next year after I had graduated. It was a 42-41 shootout. Voca ended up winning that game. And then they played Voca again in the quarterfinal game on the road, and Madrid was superior in that game and ended up beating them. So, you know, you got talking about a team that played in the state championship against Hudson and lost to, I think, a 35 or 31-7 football game in 2018. So they've got recent success. They've got a lot of pedigree. They got tradition. They got guys and coaches who are coming back that know how to win football games and have won football games. So, you know, you never count them out. They're going to be well coached. You know, they have a lot of pride, and, you know, really at the end of the day, it's going to be a team that if you overlook and you start thinking one head a game, or you start thinking about other things and you don't focus on your task at hand, they will beat you. And so that's been a really big stressing point. Our kids are not looking ahead. Our kids are focused on the task at hand. If we want to get to where we want to be, we got to go through Avoca. We got to go on the road and take care of business there. So I'm really excited for what our kids have. This opportunity is going to be a great football game. But I know for a fact that our kids are fully focused and ready to go in regards to the opponent at hand and not looking ahead to what could be, because that's something that's being preached down right now. You could probably tell by what I know about them and the things that I know about Avoca and the things that have taken place there in the years and the experiences that I have, that I know what kind of opponent this is, and our kids are going to know the same thing.
Well, I mean, they've got more running yards than they do passing, but not the I mean, they could still throw the football. Dayton Osbar is a sophomore, but He's got a good target in Colin Harder. Drew Lee can run it. Gatlin Gettler can run it. And those two guys have different styles. So how do you account for that in this game?
Well, I think really at the end of the day, we have our philosophy in place of what kind of defense we're going to be. You know, we're going to have our interior guys be, you know, with Jack Sheeter and Carter Richter being our two, you know, DTs who are pretty big plugs for us. And have been all year. Obviously Xander Hardwood is a guy who flies around. We're not going to change anything we're doing in regards to our defensive scheme or our philosophy. We're going to make some adjustments based off of what they do and maybe some tendencies that they have that, they go on offense. I mean, that's any opponent we play. We scout them, you know, we may align differently to some different adjustments and maybe motions, things like that. But every defensive coach does that. But really at the end of the day, I really try to keep it the old KISS method, you know, keep it simple and stupid and let our kids fly around with their hair on fire and don't have to really, you know, overthink too much. And if we've been doing this pretty well for the last, you know, 6 weeks and our defense has been playing pretty well and creating turnovers, if it's not broke, you know, why try to do something different and why try to fix it, you know? So I think really the most part of where a lot of coaches get lost, they try to do so much and try to do so many different things and make adjustments week by week. And the kids don't get comfortable and they're always trying to have to learn something new instead of, you know, hey, just play fast. Because when you think, you play slow. When you overthink, you play slow. And when you overthink, you play slow, you make mistakes. So that's kind of what we try to do and play those into our kids' hands and make sure that they're flying around with their hair on fire, you know, and they're being a heat-seeking missile and they're ready to blow stuff up.
Well, should be an entertaining game here. It's a district game as well. As things coming down to the wire, every game matters for playoff positioning. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck here tonight against the Vikings. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you. We'll see you later on.
Cody Matheson, head coach for ACGC, joining me here on the Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM.